We are telling about anusthaniki diksha. Understand?
Anusthaniki, I know.
Not anusthan by fire, yajna and all others.
Mara sentence pura karo. Abhi adhura hai.
He tells, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells, Antimon, having Shraddha and he is chanting Krishna name. And he takes one name, yet he should be only. But if he is initiated, then he should be honored and also be with honored with Dandavatam. So, he honor states the inner stage, intention, where Shraddha is there. And with Shraddha he is taking one name Atmanya. He should be honored. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is telling that if he has taken Diksha, then he should be Dandavat Pranam with honor. Both are same, but from outside it is seen like what? Different.
Two different.
But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is expressing the internal idea of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that if in actual position with internally respect, Shraddha, he has been initiated. When initiation is there must be sambandha gyan and avoiding of namaprad and all offenses, then it will told that he is initiated. If a person outwardly taking initiation but not following all the things with sambandha gyan and avoiding of offenses, then we treat him, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells that he should be treated like
uninitiated.
But one outwardly one has not initiated, but yet he is ananya.
He has no other interest but Krishna service.
He is ananya to Krishna. No? He is not worshipping rather than Krishna, anyone, any semi-gods or anyone. And he is fixed to Krishna and Radha, Ananda. And he is following the rules and regulations strictly of our sampradaya. And always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Associating with Vaishnavas.
Then he should be treated like pure
initiated
Vaishnava. And he should be done to pranam and all other things. His motive is this. Not outwardly anything we should understand anything.
When you say sambandha gyan, you mean the rules and regulations? Or what?
Krishna is mine, or I am of Krishna, with saranagati, and accepting Radha and Krishna, his aradhade, no other. And what sambandha is there between Krishna and there? Initiation means Gopi Jana Ballav is my Ballav. This thing. If this thing comes by anyone, he is initiated. And in. If Parjag is there and he has been given this
sacred thread,
everything, and it tells that I am Brahman, Vaishnava, having lamba lamba tilak, lamba tilak, you know?
Long tilak.
Long and flat tilak. But actually from heart he is not doing anything. He deceives, he cheats, and he testing all these things, worldly things. Mm-hmm. Then we think that outwardly he is initiated, but we don't know that. He said, no, the Siddhant of our Sampradaya and Sambandha Gyan also. What are the relation with Rupa and Sanatana? What he told, I have some tendency to follow them actually. Then these are the symptoms of Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan or initiation, internal. So Prabhupada has, Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta has stressed on this point.
Was it in any particular book that he wrote this in, or just in his general teaching?
General teaching. There are so many books. He has done Anubhashya of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has done Vibriti of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done so many books everywhere. Mm-hmm. So many late.
Writing.
Article. Mm-hmm. He has published each books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere has given his all these things there.
So even if a devotee, say, is initiated for 20 years and somebody is following maybe for 1 year, still the one from 20 years should offer Dandavat Pranams to that so-called younger devotee.
We should know the quality of aptitude Vaishnava. If the newcomer has best qualities, surrender and all things, then he should be certainly given honor with the heart. And those who are in Sampradaya for 50 years but not following well and doing here and there, then they should be treated, given order from outwardly. Okay. Oh, Dandavat Maharaj, Dandavat. Bhalo achen, bhalo achi.
Yes, sir.
Kutha jachen, where you are going?
Yes. Okay, go. Where you going there? Okay, go.
Radha and Krishna, sometimes they drink honey wine or take pan and become...
It has so many...
Meanings.
Honey wine means gopis. Madhuri Madhu. Understand?
The sweetness of the gopi's love?
This meaning. We should not take any outwardly meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere or in Vaishnava books. We have always of gopis, sweet moods. We have never raised like all questions, these questions. Never comes in mind. You know that Krishna cannot take mind. Never. And Gopiraj more restricted about this matter. Sitting nothing. Only they take madhu of Krishna sweetness and Krishna takes the madhu of gopi's sweetness, heart sweetness. And they become mad more than the madhu.
And it's the same thing with the betel nuts then?
Tambul,
same principle?
Now they used to take pan because it has a red color of anurag. You can also take
Anuraga Anga?
I'd like to.
You like?
I would. If I
were
qualified.
Color you in that red color of Anuraga. If you think you qualified for this, you can take Sambhul Vedika. Sadhak should not take, but they should take that tambu, which can color fully. We should take all these things, statements, very deeply, very deeply.
Maharaj, you have totally given light on this initiated world. That what does it really mean? It is really astonishing to us, at least to me. But I could understand your initiation means that this, when a person comes in association with devotee and enters into Sambandha Gyan, that way he is initiated only.
I think so.
You say that we should associate with those who want to serve Srimati Radhika, not with those who want to serve any class person.
This is not
Malli Krishna Parikrama. Try a beautiful one. We want to associate more the Parikara of Radhika, Sakhis of Radhika, than Shyam Krishna. We prefer. And the mood of Raganuga, the Sakhi Bhav, Sadhar, should think like so. What Rup Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami has told. The mood of mood of Lalita and Vishakha, we don't want. We want the mood of Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari and all other Manjari. Sevika of Krishna. So the mood will be there. I want to please Radhika. And by that we can serve Krishna. Directly we are not connected with Srimati Krishna. We are connected and our Swamini is Srimati Radhika. So what he will give order or by what mood we can please Radhika, we will have to see first. And secondly, Krishna. And by seeing this, Krishna will also be so much pleased. This is understand.
Mm-hmm. And then you say, this is Svajatiya Asnigdha Ashaya?
Svajatiya Asnigdha Ashaya. We will associate with Bhaksa. But I will have to see whether he is more efficient and qualified than me. First. Secondly, we will have to see that his mood and my mood, ashram and mood, is same type. Not same, same type. My mood and Rupa Goswami mood will not be same, but in same quality. His best and my is what?
Good.
Good.
Better.
Not better. But in same level. In Svajatiya. Asha means mood. So he, the to whom we want to associate, he will be sadhak. He is doing sadhana for bhava. Our bhava, bhakta is doing sadhana of Srimadha. This sadhak. And he should be more qualified, advanced than myself. And the mood should be like same. What I want, I want, and he is ocean of that mood. My Gurudev is ocean of that mood. And I want the same thing. Then this association will bring me in sadhana of bhav, and then sadhana of prem, and then in vastu siddhi. Otherwise not. We are doing sadhana, we are mixing with associates, or bhakta, but he is only realized soul, but in mood of Hanuman. Is there any advantage? If anyone is Sakya Bhava, I will go down to his lotus feet. I will hear something, but I have no soul taste. And if anyone having the boot of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and he is more efficient than myself, then I choose her anugatya follow. And I main bikri kar dunga apne ko. I will sell myself in his lotus feet and do what he says. Anyhow, Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to his Sanatana Goswami. Vairagya Jugabhakti Gatam Prayatni Apayan Manan Dhikshubandam Kritam Gudhirija Paradukha Dukhi Sanatanastam. I had no taste for bhakti. That kind of thing. I had so many anaths, so many things opposite to prem. I was not eager to drink bhakti rasa. But Sanatana Goswami forcibly took my mouth in his hand and did so. I was crying and bitterly and crying, waiting, I will not take, I will not take. But he became so nishthur, cruel hearted, and operated me and injected me. I was seeing that so pain, but possibly he injected me. And when I became pure, oh, now I am realizing his mercy. What kind of Sanatana Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are in same mood. But he is more nearer to Rupa Goswami. So he has prayed by one slok to Sanatana Goswami and all slok for Rupa Goswami. So we should choose this kind of association for increasing our bhakti. Fully and heartily. No duplicity, nothing. Don't be duplicity like myself.
What is the definition of duplicity?
Worldly desires and also bad desires. This is duplicity. Prest mane priya. Priya mane?
Beloved.
They are beloved, Narad, Sanakshanandan, all. But they have not this thing. They are not serving Srimati Radhika. They are not only Dasi of Radhika. Mostly they are all servants. Servant is Dasya Bhav. They know. We know that he is so much rich person, but I am not rich person. They know all these things. but Uddhava, Narad, are thirsty for having this prema. What prema? Radha Dasya, Manjari Bhava. So Praishthari Rapi, Asulabham. Na Sulabham, Asulabham. They are not that thing, Radha Dasya. They are not kinkari of Radha. They are a life soul. They are parikara of Bhagavan, but not he. No prajpati, life soul. Prashthai rapi asulabham. They are beloved, but yet they are premi bhag, but having not this type of prem.
The jiva coming from, not coming from Krishna Leela. Why does it say that we revive that relationship, or that we have forgotten that relationship since we have never experienced it? Why the words revive or forget?
Revive?
To revive
Krishna
means...
Krishna Bhuli, say, Anadi Barimur. It is given, this answer has been given in anadi word. Anadi means?
Without beginning.
So, the reason is not in this word. Anadi. Mane never he met Krishna. Anadi. No adi.
Why is the word forgotten used so often?
There is no other word. That is why. No other word. That is. It is for voyage. Those who have no sense in Paramatma, for them it has been told. You should see the sun is shining on the branches of this tree. Why it has been told that sun is on the branch of?
Just because we can't think any differently.
That is why, like this has been told. Mm-hmm. It is certain that if anyone can see Krishna, he will never fall in the trap of Maya. He can. If sadhak cannot fall in the trap of Maya, what to siddha, those who are always testing Krishna. There is no Maya, illusory Maya there. If he was there, no illusory Maya there, how to forget Krishna there? It has been told in Gita, Arasa.
Rasat kosa rasa parandushta nivartate.
If any beautiful, more than, I'm seeing any beautiful thing. But if I will see more beautiful, then I will attract it to more beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. If there is testful thing, but I see param drishta, param drishta means?
A higher taste.
Higher taste. Then lower taste automatically goes. And that is why we, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, in the those who are going on the footprint of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't take any little parishram,
labor
to control mind. They never do anything to control mind. They only control it by always engaging mind in hearing Harikatha, chanting and remembering and all other things. Because rasa parajam,
raso
appasya, parama drishtva nivartate. That rasa is more than this rasa, worldly rasa. Worldly rasa is also engaged mind. And this mind has made up by these all these. So it always comes
and engaged in all worldly rasa. But if you engage mind always in more beautiful, more rasastha than this, and this is Krishna, mind will have no time to come here. So we don't want to control mind, but mind automatically controls. Is controlled. How? By giving more interested things. World is beautiful somehow, but Krishna is more beautiful. Gopis are more beautiful. Golok is more beautiful. In this world there are so many rasas, but these rasas are like bees.
Poison.
At first they, at the time of digging, they seem so rasamay. But the fruit becomes opposite. Everything, Purusha and Istri, each other, anything, beautiful thing, mango is so tasteful. If I take more than what I can
digest,
then it will be like this. I prefer ghee, but if I will take more ghee, what I want, then it will like this. So everything in this world like this. But these are not this. So if anyone can engage mind in all these things, always, then mind automatically will be
controlled.
That is why we don't mind for this man. We try to engage our mind in this. I'll be chanting Vilas Krishna and maybe all. But worldly persons, especially ladies, they cannot keep any secret in their heart.
This
is
any
secret? Samajh rahi? What you have written to England, don't write any letter, anything. Though it is not sacred, but ladies cannot keep. You are also like Sam.
I am trying much harder than I used to.
You should try.
Then Krishna is smelling, searching Radhika, and has that fragrance, here is Radhika, and princess and pine. So these all lila comes to the heart of Bhakta. So Bhakta has some grief that I may see and feel that all lilas. Govardhan has a realization of all these things, and he can give that benediction. He can give because he is Sakya power, and he is capable to give, because in one side he is Krishna, one side he is Bhakta, Haridas. So he can give this. So Bhakti is demanding all these things. Once that Giriraj could be merciful to me, so that these all things he may show to us. And we can serve Radha and Krishna there. This is the thing.
So Krishna becomes calm by this fragrance. Means because he knows...
Well, calm.
It says, maybe translation is not
right. Translation is not right.
What does it say in Sanskrit?
Come.
word here actually, no Sanskrit word, which means Shlokam. Shlokam also is translated wrong. So Shlokam. Shlokam means word now. काम मीन्स वो शांत हो जाते हैं सुगंध को
छोड़ कर वो शांत और तो वो विवल हो
जाएंगे
माने डियर हैज Girl is sleep, was sleeping there. Sleeping there.
Resting.
That kind of. Yeah, was sleeping there. And that is why it may be that this present has coming from that year. But really this is not right. So, it becomes inconceivable factor. Let us. This present is of Govardhan or this present is of Krishna or Radha or that Murida. You should learn to some Hindi or Bangla. Or let me
teach
you English so well.
वंश प्रतिदावान अनुसार
वत
अनुसार वत मत करते जब तहरी नहीं अगेन चलो यार क्या लाना वत क्वेश्चन द ट्रांसलेशन इज सर्चिंग वेयर फॉर लॉर्ड हरि फॉलोइंग द पाथ ऑफ हिज ट्रूथ म्यूजिक The astonished deer do not find him. In other words, the deer hear the sound of Hari's flute song. No.
Hearing the voice of the sweet melody of bamboo trees. There are lots and lots of bamboo plants. In some of there are some holes. So air is coming naturally and entering in that bamboo and it seems that the reality of Krishna is
playing the flute.
So these Hari tears comes and such they don't know that these airs are entering in the bamboo of Giriraj Govardhan and Govardhan Krishna has one flute and Giriraj has less and less. This is good bhajan and then.
हमारे जो कंप्यूटर है ना ये कैसे ट्रांसलेशन करते हैं कंप्यूटर में संस्कृत की डिक्शनरी डाल रहे हैं वो
नहीं होता
डालते हैं सारी गलत मतलब ट्रांसलेशन
ये सब ठीक होगा कान में सुनकर कितना पाओ सब
हिंदी बहुत गलत ट्रांसलेशन
कंप्यूटर विल नॉट डू दिस कंप्यूटर कैन नो कंप्यूटर कैन But if you again, how are you thinking all these remembering
then? Yes. Why do you
unlimited supply.
And these.
So you speak, more will come.
Ab aap log kya karte that nothing, it is nothing in them. She is searching to that scene. He will come and tell me, come on, come on. Having a pankha in your hand and fan me. She goes, no. This is artistic day. Very good. Finger. This is I want. Very good.
Is it finished or should I do more?
Okay.
Finished?
Anything. I think it is finished.
Okay. You once said...
This Beni is here?
Yeah, coming out from the veil.
यहाँ पर नीचे चली गई है इधर से आगे
You once told me there was a gray color.
No, all okay. It is all right.
What is the gray color? You once said there was a
gray... Kasturi, like. It is like kasturi.
But this is... Kasturi. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Okay.
It is... This, she is waiting where? Outside of...
Kunj.
Kunj. Radha and Krishna both are sleeping. And she is waiting when Rupmanjari will order her to enter the kund and take this pot to Krishna, and Krishna will call her Srimati. This is the picture of that time. But where is painting?
Brush?
Brush?
I wanted to ask you, what does the brush look like? Is it a peacock feather or what?
You can do.
Yeah, peacock feather is okay?
But little, not...
No, small peacock feather.
But it can be kept in this pot.
Held up?
Held up on anywhere.
Oh,
it cannot be like this. Like this.
Not like this. It should be up.
But same time it should not be heebie-jeebie.
Mm-hmm.
Heebie-jeebie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
too much messy.
No. Very good.
Okay. There's another one, but it's not finished. I'll show you.
No. What it is?
Oh, that's just the wrapping. It's the protecting. This other one needs about 2 weeks more of work.
Beautiful.
But I just wanted to show you the progress. And she is holding fruit.
This would be like serpent, that? The mouth of serpent. Like, that is ready to cut up. No? And she will order that you should cut Krishna.
But if Krishna gets cut, then she runs behind Radhika? Okay.
This color is also good.
Okay.
Very good. For Krishna Katha, for 10 days. That first day I told them, a Kirtan procession will help. All the young girls and the less than up to 12, 6, 10, 20, they will rest as gopis and take one kalash and a very little kalash after that. Painting, kalash will be painted. And gopis, like gopis, all girls, to hear kalash and they.
Then they march
3 to 4 miles. Good procession, very good procession.
In front of the kirtan.
At first, then...
Bhagavad Niyat.
Then, Bhagavad. Srimad Bhagavatam. And
after that girls, after that again special party, then girls.
So the two chariot of Arjuna and Chariya.
And there is very good chariot on that day. Made me sit there.
What does the chariot look like?
Like Arjuna's?
Oh.
Arjuna chariot. Horses.
Oh,
very good.
White, really?
White horse. Beautiful. To Brahmachari here and there.
Or to Radhika?
Both.
For
both in two names.
Oh. So the
translation.
Should there be two translations then?
Very good.
Can I check the translation with you now? Oh, Rupa Manjari.
Shri Rupa Manjari Karachit Pad Padma Goshtendra Nandan Ujarchit Matri Kayaha Modhita Kanabho. Oh, for Radha. For Srimati Radhika. This prayer is for Radhika. Your head is lying in the Krishna's
lap.
And your feet in the lap of Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari Varsadhin very gently. In the meantime, Srimati Radhika, Rupa Manjari, by
sure.
Eye corner, called Rati Manjari and told that this is Sakti Manjari. I am signing her. So his Mahaprasad Seva of lotus feet of Rati gave it to.
She gave both feet to Rati Manjari or just? But I mean, is Rupa Manjari massaging one foot and Rati Manjari is now standing?
At first she was serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called Rati Manjari that she was, she has a very great to have that service. And Mahaprasad, at first done by Rupa Manjari. So Rupa Manjari kindly called her and give this service to Rati. So that Radhika, with this pastime, should come in my heart. And I have explained.
Oh, what is the definition of avesh?
Avesh. Avesh means like hey, bole to kaam tum
kaam swarup avesh.
Avesh means like fire in iron. Fire is working, iron is not working, but it seems that
the iron rod and the fire.
That is called when Krishna went to Dwarka or Mathura. Gopis are visiting Krishna and think that Krishna is here, but not in front of them.
Complete absorption.
They were so much absorbed in Krishna that they, at last they thought that I am Krishna and telling others that, oh see how I am swiftly moving, how I am laughing, I am seeing I am Krishna. Someone called another gopi and told that she is Kutana, I am Krishna. This is all avesh. One has avesh in Krishna bhajan, then it is bhajan, not otherwise it is like archer. So you should have avesh.
Then what is swarup avesh?
Swarup avesh means two.
one Krishna Swarup and other mice. I will be in my Swarup. What is my Swarup? Like father, mother are gopis. What is my Yavish? That is my Swarup.
Relation.
Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. In that Swarup, either Radha and Krishna Swarup or by what mood we have agreed, like Rup Manjari, like our Guru Manjari, I will have Avesh in that.
And avasta, avasta, avasta,
avasta,
like bhava avasta,
avasta, manita,
avasta,
avasta,
bhava avasta,
bhava avasta, bhava avasta, mane at the time when bhava comes in our head. That is bhava avastha.
The condition.
Now we are sadhana avastha, sadhak avastha, siddha avastha, bhava avastha, prema avastha, mahabhava avastha. Like that.
What vastu? Vastu?
Vastu?
Swarup siddha vastu. Swarup siddha vastu.
Swarup siddha
vastu.
Swarup siddhi, vastu siddhi. Both.
Oh.
Swarup siddhi another,
yeah.
Vastu siddhi.
Oh. Different.
Separate.
Any other?
Or what I am going to tell?
No, that's...
Yeah. What is the subject?
What is he saying there? You say, Rati Manjari is not Sadhak Surya. She is Swarup Siddha Vastu.
Means she is in Vastu Siddhi, in his real form, as a gopi form. That is not called a sadhan siddha, siddha vastha, siddha swarup, siddha vastu. Like Krishna is siddha, Radhika is siddha, Rupmanjari is siddha, Lalita is siddha, siddha vastu.
Vesh.
Vesh means a dress. Gopi Vesh, Kishori Vesh.
Dress like kapra or just appearance?
Vesh means upon whom I have grieved. I will have to take that Vesh. If you want to be mother, then you will have to take the Vesh of Yashoda. If you want to be father, then how Nanda Baba is body and what ornaments, what thing, then we will have to take that. That is Vesha.
Mm-hmm.
And Vesha are two, Rati Manjari, Rup Manjari. Then like gopis, ornaments, decorations, everything.
Suhid Rati.
Suhid Rati. Suhid Rati means Shakha. What is there?
Stai Bhav is Suhid Rati there.
Suhid means like friend.
You say this is called Manjari. This is called Suhid Stai Bhav Rati. Gopis have Madhurya, Rati, Stai Bhav.
All right.
So Suhid Stai Bhav is the same as Manjari?
Suhid
Manjari.
So much Priya is called Suhid. At that time, in what mood I was, but Suhid means very dear and near. Like Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha and Suhrit. Shyamla is Suhrit to Radhika. In Manjari, it has been called Suhrit Dharati. Suhrit of Radhika. It may be.
What is the last Rati? Maharaj? What is Ullas Rati? Ullas Rati.
Ullas Rati. That is Manjari Rati. The mood of gopis, manjaris. It is called Ullas Rati. When Radhika is feeling so much ananda, ananda, you know, so much ananda, and seeing that ananda, one gopi who is, he is so much feeling ananda, ullas in his heart, not meeting with Krishna, but seeing Srimati Radhika, his ananda is going up and up. And that is called Ullas Rati. And this Ullas Rati is Manjari Bhav.
Is that the same as Sarit Rati?
Eh?
Is that the same as Sarit Rati?
Is, there are three stages of spiritual consciousness. Is Antardasa the same as Antarvahyavastha? Is that the same? Any other? Okay. You say, you quote Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur that during the Rasa dance, Krishna did not expand, but he just ran fast. During the Rasa dance, Krishna did not expand into many Krishnas, he just ran quickly. So there's no Aishwarya. But there are other places during the swing pastimes, when Krishna goes on many swings, or when he goes in...
Nothing. If Narad will see, he will, at the same moment, he will see that all Krishna are manifestations of Krishna. But gopi will not see any gopi. They will see that Krishna is running fast. Not so many Krishna. Otherwise it will be. As per
even on the swing, he goes quickly from one swing to another with the...
Yes.
Well, when he leaves Radhika's kunj and goes into many kunjas at the same time...
But everyone sees that only Krishna is with mind, not with any other.
Mm-hmm.
So, no as well.
Theirs is the real vision.
They are seeing that Krishna is only with me, not there in kunj meeting all at a time. Dashing that Krishna is only with me, playing and playing.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise it will be as for you.
Mm-hmm.
But Narad, Brahma, Buddha will see, oh, so many Krishna.
Mm.
Sakha will not see like this. You cannot see. You see only one Krishna with you. He is only with Shyamran. Giraj will see lakhs and lakhs gopis. But he will see only one. Because Giraj is himself as Varjan.
One of your disciples said that Giriraj...
My disciple is you.
Premananda said that you said that Giriraj, Giri Govardhan, is a Sakhi, otherwise it could not be said Rasaniti. Rasaniti Nava Yova. Yeah. Sakshinim Danakeli.
It has been told that as if he is Krishna. That is why because Krishna is ocean of rasa. When both are one, then it can be.
What do you mean both are one?
Jab Krishna aur Govardhan ji abhinna hai.
So Govardhan is never a Sakhi.
He is Parvat. What gopis are saying?
Yeah.
How he will be Sakhi?
I don't know, that's what Ramananda said. Okay.
Gopis has not that. Now then all can see. Mm-hmm. But we will see that he is Govardhan. Govardhan is Govardhan.
Mm-hmm. Chandragiddhi said that you said that the reason that the milk boils over, one day the milk boils over, is because the milk was thinking that it could not serve Krishna nicely, so it wanted to commit suicide. Can you tell more of that story? Can you tell about that?
One day I will tell.
Okay. My question is that what is conscious and then it boils over, how is it eternal?
Eternal, everything is...
What?
Eternal, everything are chinmay.
Right.
Chinmay means having sense. So everything they are having action.
But if the water has consciousness or sense and then Krishna drinks it, then it's gone. How is it eternally conscious? I know it's stupid.
That, at that time, water is overflowing. That Krishna is taking me in his service. So he becomes very cool, very soft, with fragrance. Then he realizes that he is taking in my service.
Where
is gone?
Water never disappears. Anything will never be back there. And does that mix any in anything?
It doesn't?
No, nothing.
It doesn't change forms like
no,
it does
no, nothing,
here.
nothing.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Where it says you should honor mentally those who are sometimes chanting and not initiated, and offer your obeisances to those who are initiated. So I have two questions. Many times devotees are preparing for initiation, so they're following the same principles that those who are formally initiated. Should we also then consider them on the same level and offer obeisances with the body?
What do you think?
I think yes. It's more humble.
What should you treat them?
How? With honor, because they're trying to come to Krishna.
What is right?